WACA monitoring.
Okay, 3JCA, W4DJW. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. As good as can be expected with the way the market took a dive yesterday. How are you doing?
Yesterday?
Stock market took a dive yesterday. Went down like 900 points at one point. I think it settled out at about 700 down, the Dow. Yeah, all of them were down. They were showing the heat map. Are you familiar with what the heat map is?
Not.
So it's a bunch of squares and rectangles that are inside of squares and rectangles that are inside of squares and rectangles, and they represent different sectors, and inside each one of the sectors are all the different companies that make up that sector. And when they're positive, they are green, and when they're negative, they're red. And when they're, like, really low positive, it's like dark green, and as it gets better, it gets a brighter green. And then if they're negative, if they're barely negative, it's like a dark red, but then as it gets worse, it turns bright red. Well, yesterday the heat map was published, and it was all red. And somebody's put a title above it and said, doesn't the heat map know that Christmas is composed of green and red? It was all red yesterday. Yesterday was a bad day for stocks.
Okay. Well, I actually just Googled heat map, and I'm seeing a picture of a little square with the greens and the reds in it, so I kind of have an idea now what you're talking about. It's funny. I should have remembered that. I used to have my Series 6 and 63, and I was going for my Series 7 and so forth like that, so I should have remembered that.
Yeah, it has good days and bad days. That's been the worst day in a while, as far as I can remember. I can't remember a day that was that bad in the recent past. But anyway, all things considered, it's almost a weekend. You got any plans for the weekend?
I'm not sure what Sunday's going to include. Sunday, I'll be another year older. I'm not sure what Ashley and Sally are planning on doing yet. Could be a surprise. Hopefully, I'll get to just stay home and relax and play on the radio.
Yeah, I consider that a good day, too. A good day where you don't have to do anything. We've got to go down to Fort Myers for the holidays. I don't know what day we're going to leave on, but then be back before the new year. I'm looking forward to seeing them, but I'm not looking forward to the drive. That's a long way down to Fort Myers.
Did you ever, well, I guess this will be your first trip to Florida since I think you talked to him. I may be wrong, but did you ever hook up with that guy, Gus, A4GH?
Yeah, I did. He told me to look him up when he got down there. He's actually closer to the airfield than I will be when I'm at my in-law's house. So he's not like 5 minutes away from the airfield. I'm like a half hour or more, depending on traffic. I've got to go through the southwest corner of Fort Myers to get there, which is kind of a lot of traffic. But he's northwest of the airfield, but on the northwest side of Fort Myers, which is where the airfield is, so he's not far from it at all.
JCA with W4DJW. Yeah, I met Gus on the radio or on DMR. He had a question, and I ended up helping him solve his issue, and we just became friends, and we talk regularly. And I think it was last week, and he was up visiting his son and daughter-in-law and his grandkids, and I talked to his grandkids, Libby and Ethan. One's 10 and one's 7, and he's trying to get them interested in amateur radio, and I think Ethan, the 7-year-old, likes the idea, so I told him, I said, look, get him a pair of FRS radios and let him play. That might spark the bug for him.
Well, I don't know if you, well, you know Daniel. You work with Daniel. When Daniel started, Stephen, his younger brother, was 8 years old, and he was the first one in the family that got his ham radio license. Nobody in the family got their license. And Stephen was 8 years old. He got his license, and then Daniel, and then Fleet, and then Tabitha, and then I can't remember what his older sister's name is, but then his mom and his dad. So the whole family became ham radio operators, starting off with Stephen when he was 8 years old.
Checking in on the net, that way we'll have the largest family on the net.
Well, they did that for a long time. They were active you know, while the kids were growing up, they were all pretty young. And now they're all grown and they're all out on their own. And I guess some of them are probably got kids by now of their own kids, of their own. So yeah, that was a pretty wild time about 10, 12 years ago.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel. Can I join your conversation, gentlemen?
You can be my alternate net control and help me. I think you're going to help me do that.
I think you doubled with Echolink, that might be Gus. Go ahead, Echolink.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel. I was going to try to reach Richard and join the conversation. I really appreciated his help with my grandkids. Over.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about you, Gus, and I asked Dave if he's been to Florida yet and if he's gotten up with you. And I was telling him about our venture with your grandkids this past weekend. So, I'm up and about this morning. Going to relax, take it easy. I'm calling the net tonight. And Sunday's my birthday, so I'm not sure what my wife and family have planned for me.
Well, I'll let you guys talk. I'm going to get back to the stock market. I kind of like to hang with it for the first hour of the day anyway. So you guys carry on, Gus. I hope to get to see you when I'm down there sometime. I'll look you up when I get down there in about a week. W4DJW.
W4DJW, I look forward to it. So please give me a hookup when you get down here. Richard, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Gus. How about yourself? I'm just sitting back and enjoying the real cool weather we're having here. And I think next week there's a talk of possibly White Christmas, so don't know for sure yet.
Well, there's no talk about a White Christmas down here, but we're looking forward to the holiday season. We're going to see another trio of grandkids Sunday. In fact, the reason I was on your net was I was going to ask you if maybe Sunday afternoon you'd be willing to be the voice of Santa Claus talking to my three grandkids who are, I think, 7, 5, and 3. Over.
You send me an email with their names and their age and a little bit about each one of them. I'll see what I can do. I'll be turning 63 on Sunday, Gus. So I don't know what my wife and daughter have planned, if they have anything planned yet. But, I would love to do that.
That's fantastic. And happy birthday a couple of days early. Hopefully, they'll wish you happy birthday in person, although I'll probably have to be careful on that so that I'm not telling Santa Claus happy birthday. But, hey, I really appreciate it. As always, you're a great friend. And I look forward to hooking up with DJW if he can get down here to this area. It'd be nice to, you know, put a face with a name, just like I'd like to do that with you. Over.
Love to do that. Yeah, I have some friends in Florida that live down in Orlando that I would love to go see. But right now, my first venture out was about 2 weeks ago when I went out. It was about a 45-minute drive, and I spent about 2.5 hours out. It felt good. I did not get sick, which I'm thankful for. That's one of my things that I'm still real leery of with my immune system, but I'm just slowly but surely trying to build it back up. KA3JCA with AA4GH.
This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel. I'm driving on the highway, so I probably should refocus on traffic. So this is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, saying 73 to Richard, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet, Charlie Alpha.
Got 73, sir, KA3JCA.